From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idstey. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Styron was one of those stars I steered by for many years, a novelist who dared to take on the great subjects of his time, slavery, rebellion, the death camps.
Without radical international measures to reduce carbon emissions within the next 10 to 15 years, there is compelling evidence that this report provides that we may lose the chance to control temperature rises.
We've got a window of 10 or 15 years in order to get going and act strongly. And the later we delay it, the more difficult the problem.
We're here to talk about education, but I want to say something before that. You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
America's finest have willingly agreed to volunteer their services in a mission that they know is dangerous but is also important. And, you know, Senator Kerry not only owes an apology to those who are serving, but also to the families of those who have given their lives.
This election, more and more, is becoming a referendum on George Bush, his failed policies both overseas and here at home in the rubber stamp Congress.
When it comes to detaining terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it came time to renewal of the Patriot Act, what was the Democrats' answer? When it comes time to questioning the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? And so when the Democrats ask for your vote on November the 7th, what's your answer?
More than anything else, the election on Tuesday will be a decision by the American people as to whether or not they want to change course in Iraq or whether they want to stay on the current course.
I think it'll have some effect perhaps in the Congress, but the president's made clear what his objective is. It's victory in Iraq, and it's full speed ahead on that basis.
The court has decided to judge the sentence that convicted Saddam Hussein al-Majid with death penalty by hanging till death for committing crimes against humanity.